Dear Lord Jesus, what a privilege that we can gather once again in your name.
主，我们实在是，何等样的特权，我们可以再次在你的名，靠你的名，在你面前聚集。
We know that by your precious promise, you indeed is here right now with us.
主，凭你宝贵的应许，主，我们知道你现在就与我们同在。
Lord, what a blessing it is that we can come and sit at your feet and listen to what you have to say to us today.
主，因着你的恩典，主，我们可以来到你的脚前来听你要我们所说的话。
We pray that you will bless this hour that we're going to have.
主，求你祝福我们下面的时间。
And Lord, that speaks to the depths of our heart.
主，你也求你向我们心的深处说话。
That when each and every one of us hear from the Son of God, that our lives will not be the same again.
主，愿我们每一个人，主，神的儿女，主，我们的生命都被你改变。
We pray all these in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样祷告，奉我们耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Please be seated, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，请坐。
And good morning.
早上好。
That's a blessing for me to come here again.
我实在是很蒙福，我可以再次来到这里。
And this morning, I have a burden from the Lord to share with you a very familiar topic.
今天主给我一个负担，我给大家介绍一个非常熟悉的一个话题。
To abide in the Lord.
就是住在主里面。
And this morning when I was, after I woke up, I was waiting before the Lord.
当今天早晨我醒来，等候在主的面前的时候。
And as I meditate on the words today.
当我在思考今天的话语的时候。
And the Lord gave me a verse, which we actually read during the breaking of bread.
主也给了我一句话，也是我们今天擘饼的时候所读过的。
Out of Isaiah chapter 53.
是在以赛亚书五十三章。
And it says, surely he has bore our griefs and carried our burdens. 他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。And with this burden, we will read some Bible verses from the Gospel of John, chapter 15.
好，因这个负担，我们下面也再读几节经文，是在约翰福音十五章。
Okay, so verse 1 to verse 5.
一到五节。
Let's read it together, okay?
一起来读。
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. And then the next one in the letter to the first John,Chapter 2, verse 27.
下面我们要读的是约翰一书二章二十七节。
Again, together, please.
我们一起来读。
As for you, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you,You abide in him. Brothers and sisters, ever since we believed in the Lord,
弟兄姐妹们，当我们相信主耶稣的时候，
and our God has done a marvelous thing in our life.
我们主已经在我们主生命中做了很奇妙的事情。
That while we have received peace and joy from the gospel,
因着这个福音，我们得到了这个平安和喜乐。
And we have received all the spiritual and heavenly blessings.
我们也收到了，得到了属灵的一切的祝福。
And our God, He being the abundant God,
我们的神是一个丰富的神。
And He has poured out all the blessings into our lives.
他把这一切的祝福都浇灌了我们的生命中。
And because He loves His children so much,
因为他如此的爱他的儿女。
And we are His treasures.
我们是他的宝贝。
And out of all these blessings,
在这所有的一切祝福里面，
it seems in our day-to-day experience.
好像在我们每日的这个经历生活经历中
we receive these experiences day after day.
我们好像是这样一天一天来领受的这些祝福。
It is as if it seems that we receive these blessings piecemeal.
好像我们这个每天收到都是一点一点来收到的这个祝福。
Like in bits and pieces of fragments every day.
好像是每天收到那么一点点。
But in fact, our God has poured out all the blessings once and for all.
但其实我们的主他一次就把所有的祝福都给了我们。
Because when he gave us the most treasured thing in his house, he has given everything to us.
因为他把他家中最宝贵的给了我们，也就把一切给了我们。
Because everything is packaged in the Son of God.
因为所有的这一切都是打包在这个神的儿子里面。
All the fullness of God is in His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
神一切的完全，一切的丰盛都在他的儿子耶稣基督里面。
And all the blessings we now already have.
所有的祝福我们都已经拥有了。
But in our day-to-day experience,
但是在我们每天的生活中，
it seems that when we don't have peace in our heart, we pray for the Lord, Oh Lord, give me peace.
好，我们有一天我们心中没有平安的时候，我们就向主祷告说：“主啊，求你给我们平安。”
As if I have some need, O Lord, be my provision.
好，我有需要的时候说：“主啊，求你供应我。”
As if when we are mistreated, we ask the Lord to give us patience and long suffering.
让我们被人这个误解的时候，我们就求主给我们耐心，我们可以忍受。
And all this we have experienced every day.
所有这一切我们都在我们的每天生活中所经历。
And I believe that all the child of God here can bear witness to this.
我想我们中间的所有属神的儿女也都可以为此做见证。
However, it is not that every time when we encounter some difficulties, then our God comes to help us.
它其实并不是每次当我们只有当我们在有难处的时候，主才跑来来救我们。
But rather, when the moment we raised our hand at the gospel meeting,
而是当我们在这个福音聚会的时候，当我们举起手来接受的时候。
When the moment you accepted the Lord into your heart,
当我们接受主耶稣到我们心里的那个时刻。
The whole package that is the Son of God is already given to us.
所有这一切，这是神的儿子已经给了我们。
And what our God has given to us is to put us in Christ, His Son.
主所做的就是把我们放在了基督里面。
You know, there's a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
在哥林多前书第一章里面有这么一节经文。
And he says, of Him, of Christ, right, of God, you are in Christ Jesus.
他说，因着神，我们读一下这个，找到这个经节，就说你们得着基督耶稣是本乎神。
And God has made Christ to be our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification and redemption.
神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎。
But the verse says, "You are in Christ."
但是经节是这样说：你在基督里。
It is not.Hopefully, one day you will be in Christ. You are in Christ.
并不是这样说的啊，希望你能够在基督里就会怎么样，而是你已经在基督里。
And in Christ, God has made Christ our everything.
因为我们在基督里的缘故，神就把基督成为我们的一切。
And this is a truth that Christ, He is the true vine, and we are His branches.
这的确是这样，他是那真葡萄树，我们是他的枝子。
And this truth has already been done to every child of God.
这个真理已经实现在每一个属神的儿女的身上。
And the Lord Jesus in this chapter of John 15 is not telling us how to get into Christ.
这个约翰福音这个十五章并不是在教导我们说怎样来住到主里面。
But rather he stands on the fact that it's already done. You are in Christ.
而且他是就这个事实来说，你们已经在主里面了。
And that you will not be cut off and lose your salvation.
你也不会被砍断，不会失去你的救恩。
And that's not what John 15 is about.
这不是约翰福音十五章所说的。
What the Lord is saying that because you're in this position, live according to this position.
他是这样说，他说既然你已经在这样的地位上，那你就照着你的地位 来生活。
Brothers and sisters, can we live according to the fullness that is in us?
主，弟兄姐妹们，我们能否照着主在我们里面的这个丰盛，这个完全来生活呢？
I mean, the very unrealistic example would be like this.
一个非常好像不实际的一个例子
is that I have $1 million in the bank, cash.
好像比如说我在银行里有100万
cash.
现金。
Cash is very important. Mortgages does not count.
Yeah, 这个 yeah, 贷款不算。
And every time I go to the bank, I ask the person working at the bank, how much money do I have?
每次我去银行时我都问一下那个银行的人说我账号上有多少钱。
And they tell me how much money I have.
你告诉我里面有多少钱
And I said, no way.
我说啊、哦、不可能。
You print me a paper and tell me, I prove to me.
Yeah, 你打印出这个余额来给我看一下。
And every time they print me this paper.
每次他们把张纸打出来。
It's got that many zeros on it after number one.
看到一后面有那么多个零。
But then I never take a dollar out of the $1 million.
但我从来没有把钱真正从把这银行里拿出来。
Like I know, I can see it, I have everything, but I don't use it.
但我能看见，我也知道，但我从来不用它。
Man, in the real world, this would be ridiculous.
如果在这个现实生活中的话，这个是个非常难以想象的。
This is unthinkable.
Yeah, 这个无法理解。
But our God has already deposited into our life the fullness, the completeness of Himself.
我们的神已经在我们生命中把他这个丰盛、这个完备的都放在我们的生命里面了。
He's not telling us, oh, if you don't do right, you're going to lose the $1 million. That's not what he's saying.
他并没有说、哦、如果你不好好做的话，你这个一百万就没有了。
What he wants you to focus is on is, what are you going to do with the $1 million?
他所想让我们来注重的是说你怎么来使用所给你的这一百万。
What are you going to do with the Son of God that is living in you today?
我们里面已经有了主耶稣基督，我们应该怎么来做？
So, henceforth the Lord taught us, not only we're in Christ, but we need to abide in Him.
就像刚才所说的，不仅是因为我们里面有耶稣，而且我们要住在耶稣里面。
In Christ is a fact, is a truth.
在基督里是一个事实。
But abide in Christ is an experience, is life.
但是住在基督里面是我们生命的一个经历。
So, brothers and sisters, not only we need to know the truth, we need to live with the truth.
是弟兄姐妹，我们不仅仅是要知道这个真理，而且我们要住在这个真理里面。
I'll give you one more example.
再有一个例子。
When you first, came to a church,
当你第一次来到教会的时候
perhaps the reason when you came is, you know, you're so bored at home, you need some friends.
比如说这个原因有可能是你一个人在家太无聊了，你想来交交朋友。
Perhaps you need to, you know, does anybody in the church know a good doctor or whatever reason you came?
也可能说你想到教会里来，能够知道一个好医生。
Or perhaps when you're not that many, but when you're young, you came with your parents. You really didn't have anything to choose from.
也可能说因为你很年轻，或者说你从小就跟着父母来聚会，你也没什么别的选择。
And when we came here for a while, we made some friends here.
当我们来段时间以后，我们就交了一些朋友。
And then you stayed here.
那你就留在这里。
Now for whatever reason, but after you came here, you realize that here, you can hear about the word of God.
但是当你待一段时间以后，你会发现在这里你可以听到神的话。
Here you have fellowship with a group of brothers and sisters about Jesus Christ.
而且这里你可以和其他的弟兄姐妹一起，在主里面有交通。
Here you realize that the original thought for you to go to church, that was too small.
然后你就意识到，当你最初这个来到教会这个原因实在是太渺小了。
Because first, when we came, perhaps we were looking for earthly companionship. But when we came, we found spiritual companionship.
或许我们来的时候，我们是想找一些属世的一些同伴。 但是来了以后，我们发现我们找到很多属灵的同伴。
And gradually you realize that here is a group of people that is in the same country with you in the heavenly country.
来了以后，你会发现这里的这些同伴是你和你一起在天国里面的同伴。
That these are the members of the same household of God.
是神家里面的成员。
And then as you gather here, the feeling, the burden changed in you.
当你来了以后，你在你心里面的这个感觉和这个负担就改变了。
Here, your spirit is being fed, is being nourished.
在这里，你的属灵的生命得到了喂养和成长。
Here, your spiritual life is being sheltered from the attack of the enemy.
而且在这里，你的属灵的生命也得到了保护。
And in all these experiences, you realize that this place is not just a religious place of worship.
来一段时间以后，你就意识到这个地方并不只是说因着这个好像是宗教的原因，我们在这里聚集而已。
You have come to make a home here for your spiritual life.
这里是我们属灵的家。
You have come to abide here.
你来了要住在这里。
So, brothers and sisters, when we think about this idea of a house.
弟兄姐妹，当我们想到这个家的时候
，the abiding place, the dwelling place，
那所我们所居住的地方
，and to be in Christ, to be abiding in Christ means to make home in Christ Jesus。
当我们说住在基督里，就是说我们要把基督当作我们的家。
You know, in Psalm 90, Moses said this。
大家知道在诗篇九十篇摩西这样说
He said, O Lord, you have been our dwelling places for all the generations.
他说神啊你世世代代做我们的居所
And the place of dwelling for Moses is God.
对摩西来说他所居住的地方就是神
Or maybe he lives in the wilderness, maybe he has a tent among the camp of the Israelite, but he said, God, you are my dwelling place.
或许摩西住在旷野，或者住在那个以色列人搭那些帐篷里面。但是摩西这样说：“神啊，你是我的居所。”
Brothers and sisters, where is a home for the Christian?
弟兄姐妹们，我们基督徒的这个居所在哪里
？You know, we say a church is our spiritual house. That's good.
我们说教会是我们属灵的家。
That really is true.
这也的确是这样。
Because we are of the same household.
我们的确是一个家里面的人
And we do abide together.
我们也的确一起同住
But brothers and sisters, where is the home of a Christian?
但弟兄姐妹们，基督徒的家是哪里？
It is not what is written on your driver's license if you have a driver's license.
并不是在你那个驾照上写的那个你那个地址住址
That is your earthly home.
那是你属地的家
Where is the home for your spiritual life?
那你属灵的家在哪里
？Where do you go to every day at the end of the day？
在你这一天结束以后，你去哪里
？You go home。
你回家。
You don't go to a hotel and stay at home. You don't do that。
你不会说去旅馆。
Right. So where is the Christian's dwelling place？
那我们基督徒的这个居所在哪里
？When our Lord Jesus, even before the Lord Jesus was born in this world。
甚至在我们主耶稣在降生之前
，When the angels came and talked with Joseph，
当那些天使来对这个约瑟讲话的时候
，He revealed something marvelous to Joseph. He said, "They will call your son. His name is Emmanuel."
他们对这个约瑟所说的话，其实一个很重大的一个重要的一个真理，就是说你的儿子要称为以马内利。
Man, last year when I taught the Sunday school in our home church, they don't know what Emmanuel means.
上个礼拜我在我的这个教会教那个儿童主日学，问他们这个以马内利是什么，他们都不知道。
It means God is with us.
这个翻出来就是说神与我们同在。
Or in other words,
换句话说
the Lord Jesus said, Christ will be your home.
就是说基督会成为你的家。
Christ is not a hotel.
基督不是个旅馆。
You know, when do you go to a hotel?
你什么时候去旅馆呢
?Like right now, I didn't go to a hotel. I stayed with our brother and sister in their home. But it's like a hotel to me.
虽然我这次来没有住在旅馆里面，我住在弟兄姐妹家里面。
As comfortable as they've made me, that's not my home.
虽然他们让我 住的也很 舒服舒适，但是这不是我的家。
My sisters, this is our, this is something that we can understand easily with our daily life.
弟兄姐妹，这可以用我们的每天的生活来很容易就可以理解。
To stay somewhere outside of Christ is not the teaching of the Bible.
如果你 住在主以外的任何的地方，都不是圣经的教导。
Because if you live anywhere else in the world,
因为你不管在世上哪里居住
，you would not be able to handle what this life throws at you.
你没办法来应对这个世上所发生这一切。
And if we do believe what the Bible says about the end time is happening.
如果我们的确相信圣经所说的这个末世这一切都是正在发生的
，You know all the famine, the earthquake,
所有这些瘟疫、这些地震
，And all the lies, the deceit that is going to happen,
所有这些谎言、这些欺骗
，All the conflict between people and people, nation and nation,
所有这些国与国、民与民之间这些争执
，And if all these things will not only happen but happenin a more frequent speed.
而且不仅仅是在发生，而且是来越来越强烈。
Where are we going to find rest in this world?
那我们在这个世上在哪里可以得到安息呢？
Where are we going to find a shelter in this world?
在哪里可以得到一个保护呢？
Brothers and sisters, where is your dwelling place?
弟兄姐妹们，哪里是你的安息之处呢？
Henceforth, in Isaiah chapter 53, surely.He has borne our grief and carried our burden.
像以赛亚书所说的，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
Brothers and sisters, if we do not go to him, where else do we go?
弟兄姐妹，若我们不是来到他的面前，我们去哪里呢？
The Lord Jesus, according to the Apostle Peter, he alone has the word of everlasting life. To who else can we go to?
就像这个使徒彼得对我们主所说的，主啊，你有生命之道，我们还要寻找什么呢？
是 ，Yeah, brothers and sisters, you know when, when the when we live as a Christian,
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们是像一个基督徒来一样来生活的话
，When we make our home in Christ,
如果我们在主里面把主当成我们的家的话。
We would be able to face all the trials and all the difficulties in life.
我们就能够来面对我们生命中这一切的难处和试探。
Because we know that our God, He cares for His children.
因为我们知道神他爱护他的儿女。
How is God going to help us when the moment of our need arises?
在我们遇到难处的时候，神他会怎样来帮助我们呢？
He has put us in the most safe and secure place.
他就把我们放在了一个最稳妥、最安稳的地方。
Way before the trials and troubles have come to your life.
在这所有的一切的难处和这个试炼来到你面前之前，
He has placed us upon that solid rock.
他们放在那个坚固的磐石上。
Whether it be rain or storm or the flood, it cannot be washed away.
不管是刮风下雨还是风暴都不能够把我们冲走。
In Christ is a truth. Abiding in Christ is our life.
在主里面是一个真理，但是住在主里面是我们每日的生活。
And brothers and sisters, this is a life that we need, we must live every day.
弟兄姐妹们，住在主里面是我们每天都要操练的。
And the Lord Jesus also said, "Abide in me, and I in you."
主说，住在我里面的，我也在他里面。
Because apart from me, you can do nothing.
离了我，你们不能做什么。
Now in Christ Jesus, we can do everything.
在基督里，我们凡事都能。
It is not because we are capable, but because our Lord, He is.
不是因为我们能，而是我们的主能。
So unless every day we exercise how to make home in Christ,
除非我们每天都可以在操练如何安家在基督里。
We would not be able to live as a Christian should.
我们就无法真正的活出一个基督徒的样式。
You know, when we were first saved, we recognized that we were sinners.
我们知道，当我们得救的时候，我们知道我们自己是罪人。
And we are not able to do the things of God.
我们无法像 神那样来行事。
And we cannot save ourselves.
哦，我们无法来救自己。
And therefore, the only way for us is to believe in the Lord.
所以我们唯一能做的就是来相信主。
Now, by the same principle,
同样的原理。
After we are saved,
我们得救以后。
We have discovered that by my own strength, I cannot live this Christian life.
知道靠着我们自己的力量，我们无法来过一个基督徒的生活。
By my own ways, I cannot live a normal Christian should live.
用我自己的方式，我无法活出一个基督徒应该活的样子。
And I cannot do the things of God.
我也不能，做神的事。
And I had to come to acknowledge that there is only one source of strength.That is the Lord Jesus Himself.
我们要清楚地知道我们的力量的唯一的源头就是我们主耶稣。
Not only we need to depend on Him, we need to dwell with Him.
不仅我们要依靠他，而且我们要住在他里面。
Because only that for life.
因为这是也是唯一的方法方式，我们可以在主里面结果子。
You know, when we read the Bible, we all know every Christian must bear fruit.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们大家都知道。每个基督徒都要结果，结果子。
How do we bear fruit?
我们怎么样才能结果子呢？
We all know how to work. We not really know how to bear fruit.
我们都知道怎样来工作，但我们不一定能知道怎样来结果子。
Because this is the curse after the man's fall. We had to work. We know how to work.
因为我们就知道，只是知道怎样来结果，工作。
You know, with sweat and toil, and every day you have to labor, then you can make a living.
当我们汗流满面，我们可以来这个生活那个可以来求生。
Now, of course, being in Seattle, some of you are very talented. You don't really sweat to make a living, but you sweat with your mind. Same thing.
当然，在西雅图，很多大家都是很搞科技的人，你不一定流汗。就可以求生，但是你那脑子是要费力的。
We put our effort, our life, our energy, our time to work.
我们把我们的心思意念，把我们的体力都花在我们的工作上。
But to bear fruit is a consequence of a life that has matured.
但是结果子是我们生命成熟的一个结果。
We can by our own strength work.But we cannot by our own strength bear fruit.
靠我们自己的力量，我们可以来工作，但是靠我们自己的力量，我们无法结果子。
You can work even the Christian work without Christ.
我们基督徒甚至也不需要耶稣，我们也一样可以工作。
And perhaps you can achieve some fantastic result.
甚至你可能能够工作得很好。
But bear fruit is not work.
但是结果子和工作不同。
It does not yield itself from man's effort.
靠着人的努力，它无法有结果。
But when the life of Christ has matured in us, He will bear fruit.
当我们里面这个基督的生命成熟的时候，它就会结果子。
Brothers and sisters, which would you choose to bear fruit or to work?
弟兄姐妹们，你愿意选哪一样呢？是愿意？工作呢，还是愿意结果子呢？
Because our Lord Jesus said, "If you bear much fruit, my Father is glorified."
因为我们主这样说，你们若多结果子，父就因此得荣耀。
Now this one you like, you like to glorify the Father, don't you?
Right, 这个你都大家都知道，我们都愿意来荣耀父神。
Would we not really desire to please our God?
我们心里面有没有真正想讨我们？
But that has to be done not through your strength, work, but by the life in you.
但这样的话，你不能够只是靠你来工作，而要靠你里面的生命才可以得到。
That's why God packaged His Son as a gift to us.
这也是为什么神把他的儿子就是打包放在我们的心里面作为一个礼物。
That when the life of the Son of God grows up.That is a fruit, bring much glory to the Father.
当我们里面的生命成长的时候，它就可以结出果子来，多结果子来荣耀神。
When the branch is abiding on the vine,
当枝子连在葡萄树上
，we don't really know what goes on in there.
我们不是很清楚里面到底发生了什么。
You don't really see the nutrition or the water that goes on in there.
你看不到那些养分啊、水分啊从这个树流到这个枝子上。
But we know that this whole vine tree supports the branches.
我们知道这个葡萄树来支持着这个枝子。
The vine provides for the branches.
这个葡萄树来供应了这个枝子。
The root of the vine brings everything the branches need.
这个树的根来提供了这个枝子一切的需要。
Brothers and sisters, we don't really know what goes on in there with life.
弟兄姐妹，在这个生命的里面，我们不太清楚到底发生了什么。
But it happens during the day, during the night, the life keeps going.
但是就这样每一天每个夜晚它就在发生。
And then without you knowing, little grapes begin to show up on the branches.
但你还没有意识到的时候，那个葡萄就在枝子上就开始结果。
And that one day when the life matures, then that is the fruit that will bring glory to the vine dresser.
当有一天这个生命成熟的时候，它也就结了果子，就给这个栽培葡萄树的人。
And it brings joy and pleasure to God and men.
也就给神给人带来了喜乐和这个带来喜乐。
On this part, what the Lord said, apart from me, you can do nothing.
还有一个就是说，我们若离开了主，就不能做什么。
You know, in this world, sin has not only been accepted but legalized.
我们知道，在现在这个世界上，罪不仅大家都能够接受了，而且都合法化了。
It is everywhere on the street in regular businesses that you can purchase.
甚至在我们的每天的生活中，甚至在这些商店里面，你都可以能买到。
Even with your cell phone, they will come to you.
有时候你在你手机上，他就会主动来找你。
So, the enemy has used all kinds of tactics to hinder us from this spiritual growth.
这个仇敌一直用样想尽了一切的办法来阻挡我们属灵的成长。
And he has caused us to be growing apart from God.
他想让我们长到主的外面去。
And perhaps he has caused us to depart even from the brothers and sisters.
甚至他也想让我们离开弟兄姐妹们。
To depart from the fellowship in the church.
也离开教会的团契。
Various ways, very subtle sometimes.
各种各样的方法，有些时候非常的微妙。
But then you, one day you wake up and you realize that I have grown apart from God or my brothers and sisters.
可能有一天你醒来，突然就发现我已经长到这个主的外面去了，也离开了我的弟兄姐妹。
And yet I didn't realize.
根本我没有意识到。
Brothers and sisters, if we are in Christ,
弟兄姐妹，若我们在基督里，
if we are constantly abiding in Christ,
如果我们能够持续地住在主里面，
when the enemy comes to disturb us,
当这些仇敌来搅扰我们的时候，
and here's an analogy, okay?
这里有个比喻。
When I first had to come to here today,
当我这次来西雅图的时候，
you know,the address is the last thing that I care about.
就我来的时候，我们的具体的我们这个地址是我最不在乎的。
What I care about is I go toward Seattle first.
我所一开始留意的就是我一定要先到西雅图。
I need to find a big place before I can find a small place.
我应先到这个地区，这个大的地区，然后再找到这个地址。
Oh, then I realize you guys are not in Seattle. You guys are in this little.Not little, but a place called Bellevue.
来了以后才意识到我们其实不在西雅图，我们是在 Bellevue.
And then probably there's a county or whatever, and then I find the street.
然后后面还有更细节的可能，然后就最后找到一个街道。
And then I find the number on the street.
然后我找到这个街上的这个门牌号。
And you look for things from big to small.
然后你找地方的时候，你是先从大，然后再慢慢往小。
This is an analogy only, okay?
只是打个比方。
If Satan tries to look for us,
如果撒旦要来找我们，
he starts where?
他从哪里开始呢？
He starts at the big place.
他先从大的地方开始。
But if the big place is Christ,
如果这个大的地区呢是在基督里，
when Satan come look for you, first he found Christ.
当这个撒旦来仇敌来找你的时候，他先找到了耶稣。
Because if you are in Christ,
如果若你住在基督里
，That's what should have been found.
那就是仇敌所发现的。
In means you're on the inside, Christ on the outside.
在里面就表示说我们在主基督的里面，然后基督在我们外面。
And when the devil found our Lord Jesus, he's done. He's finished.
但是当仇敌发现到找到我们主耶稣基督的时候，他就完了。
Because on the cross, our Lord Jesus, he was the victor.
因为我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上，他就是那得胜者。
He has overcome all the schemes of the enemy.
他已经胜过了仇敌的一切的这个攻击。
And by resurrecting from the dead, he had conquered death.
因着从死里复活，他也胜过了死。
And when the enemy come, and when he found Christ, he had to stop. There's nothing more he can do.
但是当仇敌找到耶稣的时候，他就停下了，因为他什么也做不了。
But brothers and sisters, if you are not abiding in Christ,
弟兄姐妹，若你没有住在基督里，
wherever you be,
不管在哪里，
in your high moral horses,
不管你住在哪里，
他没听懂，
我没听懂。
Yeah, you have a high moral standard. You can live in that.
哦，不管你是一个很高的一个道德的标准
，You can live in the scientific things，
或者你住在这个一些科学里面
，You can live in the video games，
或你住在这个短视频里面，这个游戏里面
，Yeah, there we go. Wherever you are, the enemy will find you.
不管你在哪里，仇敌都能找到你
，Because that's his territory.
因为那是他的领地。
He can come and go as he pleases.
他什么时候想去就可以去。
There is no stopping for him.
在那里没有阻拦。
But in Christ Jesus.
但是在主耶稣基督里。
He cannot.
他不能。
So brothers and sisters, you choose.
弟兄姐妹们，你自己来选择。
Where is your abiding place?
你想住在哪里呢？
Because if by ourselves.
因为若我们靠自己。
We do not have the strength of God.
我们没有神的能力。
We do not have the spiritual protection.
我们没有那个属灵的保护。
And the enemy can come and provoke us anytime.
那个仇敌可以来，不停地来挑逗我们。
And perhaps you can fight back with your Bible knowledge.
或许我们可以靠我们圣经的知识来，来还击。
Perhaps you can fight back with your own strength.
或许我们靠我们自己的能力来还击。
You can be patient for a while.
我们或许可以暂时的有点耐心。
And then you'll lose it.
然后你就没有了。
Well, I would anyway.
Yeah.
But if we're not in Christ Jesus,
但若我们在主里面，
we cannot resist the devil.
我们
不能抵挡仇敌。
我们不能抵挡仇敌。
Yeah. And we cannot bear fruit for our God.
我们若不在基督里，我们无法抵挡仇敌，也无法为主来结果子。
The work of our God is to put us in Christ.
神所做的就是把我们放在基督里。
And this he has already done.
他已经完成了。
The scheme of the enemy is to try to trick us to come out from in Christ.
仇敌的诡计就是想把我们从基督里来引出来。
The enemy tries to take us out of the position that God has given us.
仇敌就想把我们从神已经给我们的地位上来带出来。
Brothers and sisters, when I first believed in the Lord, maybe a few years after.
我记得在我刚刚得救没多久的时候。
Oh, I really loved. I was really saved.
我感到非常的安全。
I really loved the Lord.
我非常爱主。
I pray. I read the Bible. I go to church meetings.
我祷告，我读经，我去教会聚会。
And I remember.Even I have shared this topic in a small group setting about abiding in the Lord.
我记得我还曾经在一个小的这个范围内，我分享过这个住在主里面。
I remember that was a church Sunday school.
记得好像是一个教会一个主日学里面。
That Sunday school is not for the kids. The Sunday school for the adults.
不是儿童主日学，是成人主日学。
You know what I said?
你记得我记得我说什么
？I gave another analogy.
我也打了个比方。
I said, you know those professional real estate agent.
大家知道那些做房地产的这些专业人士。
They have a talent.
他们有个田分。
They know which area in the city is good.
他们知道这个城里面哪一片最好。
Hey, so when you go ask for their advice, they'll tell you, this is good.
当然，当你去问他们建议的时候，他们会告诉你这一块是好区。
If you ever want to buy a house, you try to get in here.
如果你要想买房子的话，你就想买到这个地区。
So I keep telling them, you know, in Christ, it's great, it's good.
我就当时记得给他们说，在主里面很好。
You should try to get in there.
你要想办法来进到主里面去。
You should try and very hard to get in Christ.
你要我们要尽我们的全力来到主里面去。
You're all laughing, so you get the joke now.
大家都在笑，可能你们明白。
Right, you understand? By saying that, I already have fallen to the scheme of the enemy.
就因着这样说，我已经中了仇敌的诡计。
By saying that, I already was trying to work rather than bear fruit.
因着我这样说，我就已经是好像是在靠我自己的工作能努力，而不是靠着这个圣灵。
So
这个也而不是来结果子。
So today, if I ask you a question.
今天我如果我问你个问题
，How do you abide in the Lord？
你怎样住在主里面
？And if you say, I gotta read the Bible, I gotta go to prayer meeting, I gotta, you know, everything, sing louder。
如果你想说，就说哦，我要祷告，我要读经，我要大声的唱诗。
And all these are a normal Christian life. We should do these things。
这些的确是一个基督徒正常的生活，我们应该这样做。
But that cannot make you to be in Christ。
在做这些不能够让你住在基督里。
That cannot make you to abide in Christ.
这些不能让你来住在基督里。
There is not one thing you can do to abide in Christ.
你做什么都无法让你住在基督里。
Because you're already in Christ.
因为你已经在基督里了。
What matters is that you do not go out of Christ.
所重要的就是你不要离开，不要离开基督。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing."
这就为什么主这样说，离了我，你什么也不能做。
What is the key here is that you do not separate from the Lord Jesus.
所以最关键的就是说，你不要与主分离。
What is most important is you do not leave your spiritual home.
就说你不要离开你属灵的这个家。
And this is what the work of the enemy is trying to destroy the work of God.
这就是这个仇敌试图来破坏神的工作。
What God has already finished.The enemy tried to come and take it away.
就说主已经完成的，仇敌想来把它来夺去。
And therefore the Lord kept saying to us.
这就为什么主一直在不停地对我们说。
You need to make sure you're in the right place.
你要确定你在这个正确的地方。
The Lord said, "Come and abide in me."
主说来住在我里面。
Make me your dwelling place.
让我成为你的。
And brothers and sisters, if this truth can become our life,
如果这个真理能够成为我们的生命,
we can grow with the Lord every day.
我们可以在主里面每天的来成长。
And really, when the shaking, the troubles in life come to us, we know what to do.
所以当生命中的这一生活中这一切的搅扰这些震动来临的时候，我们知道该怎样做。
So, I just want to share with you a little bit on some of the burdens that I have, how we can remain in the Lord.
我下面想分享一下我的一些负担，就是我们怎样可以住在主里面。
In 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, he says this.
约翰一书二章二十七节这样说。
That there is a teaching, anointing in us.
有一个恩膏的教训。
That God has already put His Holy Spirit in our life.
就说神已经把这个圣灵放在我们的生命中。
And that what we need to do in order to abide in the Lord is to listen and follow the teaching of the anointing.
所以我们若想住在基督里，我们就是要来聆听、来遵守这个恩膏的教训。
You know, how do we know that we are in Christ, abiding in Christ?
我们怎么样知道我们是住在主里面呢？
The Holy Spirit is the most capable force, I suppose, to bring us to the Lord.
这个圣灵是这个最最可靠的一个力量，能够把我们带到主里面。
For us to abide in the Lord is not when you asked for a very experienced brother for his advice.
住在主里面并不是说我们要去问一下其他弟兄姐妹的一些经历。
It is not that you have studied the Bible or have formed some theology in your head.
也不是说你又去读圣经，在你的头脑里形成一些什么神学的一些理论。
It is not by your previous spiritual experience.
也不是你在以前的一些属灵的经历。
Because the Spirit of Truth, not only He has come to be with us, He has come to abide with us.
因为真理的圣灵不仅是来到我们中间，而且是住在我们的里面。
He has come to make His home in our lives.
他在我们的这个生命中，他住在里面。
For this purpose, that He will lead us continually to the Lord.
因为这个原因，他要把我们带到主那里。
And the Holy Spirit continues to teach us.
圣灵一直来持续的来教导我们。
The Bible says with a small, still voice.
为一个很微小的声音。
That after the big fire of the everything that goes on in the world, the prophet heard a small, still voice.
在这个世上这外面这一切的这个大火这些。嘈杂的声音以后，他听见一个很小的一个很安静的一个声音。
And the voice of the Holy Spirit teaches us how to stay in Christ.
这个圣灵的声音就来教导我们怎样留在基督里。
And if we obey the teaching of the Holy Spirit, we would be able to live that life.
若我们顺从圣灵的教导，我们就可以过一个这样的生活。
Brothers and sisters, when we share the gospel for a friend, to a friend,
弟兄姐妹，当我们向一个朋友分享福音的时候，
we encourage them, you need to believe in the Lord.
我们劝他们说，你一定要相信主。
You know, sometimes the response is that, man, I gotta wait, I haven't figured this out yet.
有时候我们得到的这个答案回答是，我还没有搞明白。
I will believe after I figure this out.
当我把这些都想搞明白以后，我再相信。
Then you keep saying, you have to first believe, then you understand.
然后我们就会告诉他，你要先相信，然后你就明白了。
And then after you believe, the Holy Spirit will help you to read the Bible. It will help you to have a Christian life.
当你相信以后，这个圣灵就会带领你能够读懂圣经，也可以过一个基督徒的生活。
You know, we say this to the gospel friends, but sometimes we forget for ourselves.
我们经常这样拿这样的话对这个福音朋友来讲，但我们自己忘了也这样去做。
Because when trouble comes to our life, we try to figure it out.
因为当我们生命中有难处的时候，我们想有时候靠着自己来应付。
When the Holy Spirit says something to us, we were like, no, 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 I gotta figure this out first.
有时候圣灵对我们讲话的时候，我们说。你先等一等，我先把这个事情先搞明白再说。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord for giving us Bible knowledge.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢神，他把这个圣经的知识给我们。
And if you have a group of brothers and sisters who would read the Bible with you, what a blessing it is!
若有一群弟兄姐妹和你一起读圣经，这是何等的祝福！
Now we are able to understand many truths in the Bible.
我们能够明白圣经里的很多的真理。
But just to understand it is not enough.
但是只是明白真理是不够的。
We have to be able to use the truth, right?
我们必须来学会来运用这个真理。
Brothers and sisters, it is not when you understand the Bible, then you follow the leading of the Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，并不是因为我们明白了圣经的知识，我们就可以来
跟随圣灵，
能够来跟随圣灵。
But rather, when we abide, when we follow his teaching, he will lead us into an understanding of all things.
而且我们要顺从圣灵的教导，他就带我们明白这一切的真理。
Brothers and sisters, is not living a Christian life is not through the understanding of the Bible.
弟兄姐妹，过一个基督徒生活并不是只是靠着对圣经的理解。
But we live because the Holy Spirit said so.
我们能活是因为圣灵这样子说。
And therefore, we must give the Holy Spirit a chance that we submit to Him.
我们一定要给圣灵机会，我们要顺服圣灵。
Perhaps there's going to be a time that you really want to say something in your heart.
可能有些时候你心里面你 你就想要说什么。
Perhaps you know that it's really the right thing to say.
有时候你觉得这个是一个正确要说的、需要说的事情。
By the way, for myself, the really thing I really need to say is I'm sorry.
比如说，因着你的心里面的感动，你说、我真正需要说的是对不起。
And that's something that I really needed to say, but I hold back. I don't want to say it.
虽然我应该说，但是我一直就说是忍着我，我不想说。
And sometimes the Holy Spirit tells me that's too much. Don't say it.
有时候我们感觉就说，哦，圣灵告诉我说，这太你没必要这样说。
When you say this, it's not good.
你如果说的话，不一定会有好结果。
But I resist the Holy Spirit.
但是我们一直在抵制圣灵。
And I said too much things that I shouldn't say.
有时候我也说了很多我不该说的事。
But the Holy Spirit teaches us.
但是圣灵其实在教导我们。
Even though we fail him sometimes.
有些时候我们的确是让圣灵失望。
The Bible really said.The anointing has or abides in us.
圣经在圣经底下说，这个圣灵的恩膏是住在我们里面。
The verse says, "We have received the anointing that abides in us."
圣经就这样说，我们已经受了这个恩膏，而且他住在我们里面。
It is not when we follow him, he abides. He's always here.
并不是说我们跟随圣灵，他才住在我们里面，而且他已经在我们里面了。
Sometimes we listen, sometimes we don't.
有时候我们听，有时候我们不听。
But it never stopped the Holy Spirit from saying that small, quiet voice to our heart.
但是圣灵会一直的用那个微小的这个声音在对我们讲话。
He always reminds us of our position in the Lord.
他就在提醒我们，我们在主里面的地位是什么。
You know, even though sometimes we're not very sure.How to follow the Lord.
虽然很多时候我们不清楚我们应该当如何来跟随主。
When we read some Bible knowledge, we don't really know how to deploy this in our life.
有时候我们读了一些圣经的一些知识，我们不知道怎么运用在我们的生活中。
And the Holy Spirit help us to go beyond the human head knowledge.
但是圣灵就在我们里面做我们超过我们人所能够理解的一些。
And He would be able to help us to use the abundance of Christ.
我们就可以能够来运用基督的丰盛在我们生命中。
Brothers and sisters, I believe that being a Christian, you must have heard this message before to abide in the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，如果做一个基督徒，你肯定听过这个信息，就是说如何住在主里面。
And we also admire and other brothers and sisters of how they have abide in the Lord.
我们也很羡慕其他弟兄姐妹，他们怎样住在主里面。
And perhaps with our mouths, we would at the end of this meeting say, "Yes, I want to abide in the Lord."
或者说，我们听今天聚会以后，我们弟兄姐妹说啊，我想住在主里面。
But many times when we really come to it, our heart is not willing.
但很多时候，我们当我们真正来到那个时刻的时候，我们心其实是不愿意的。
We resist the teaching once and again.
我们一直在抵抗这个圣灵的教导。
And when we have an opinion too strong,
当我们自己的意愿太强的时候，
it is like we're trying to drown out the small voice of the Spirit.
就好像我们想要把圣灵的这个声音来压灭。
Because of our own unwillingness.
因为我们的不情愿。
So instead of following the Spirit, what do we do?
我们没如果没有跟随圣灵的话，我们做了什么呢
？I have tried to take a deep breath.
我们可能会想，我就这个深呼吸。
I have tried to walk away.
或者说试着直接就走开。
I have tried to forget.
或者是忘记它。
But the more I try to forget, the more I remember it vividly.
所以，但是我越试着来忘记它，但我就记得越清晰。
The more I try to take a deep breath, my heart beats faster.
但我就试着来做深呼吸的时候，但我心跳就越来越快。
And the more I try to walk away, I find myself.
但我每次想要走开的时候，但是一直就咬着牙就没法放下。
But I thought I'm a Christian. I'm better than this.
但我可能就会想啊，因为我是基督徒，我比这些都要更强。
But there's always that next time that gets me.
但是下一次你就要输了。
There's always that next time I cannot walk away.
那下一次你可能就没办法走开了。
There's always the next time I don't have time to take a deep breath.
也可能下一次你还来不及做深呼吸。
There's always another next time that I have to stand up for my right.
或者下一次就是说你就说我要站起来为我的自己的这个利益来发声音。
I can't take it anymore. Let other people love the Lord.
说我实在是受不了了，让其他人去爱主。
I have to fight back.
我要来反击。
I have to honk my car.
我要来这个吹喇叭，压喇叭，爱喇叭。
The more we do this,
我们越多来做这些事情。
The more you need to remember, the Holy Spirit keeps saying this.
我们就会 越要来记得，圣灵一直这样来对我们说。
You have been put in Christ.
说你已经被放在基督里了。
In here, there is endless of power.
在基督里，你有无尽的能力。
You remember in the Bible says the Holy Spirit come, He will give us power to bear witness.
记得吗？圣经这样说，圣灵会给我们能力，可以为耶稣做见证。
The power is not to overpower other people. I think the power is to overpower me.
圣灵给我们能力，不是让我们用这个能力来胜过他人，而是胜过我们自己。
When the Holy Spirit overpowers my unwillingness,
当圣灵的能力给我，让我能够胜过我自己的不情愿。
He would be able to deploy the power of His resurrection.To be used as my experience.
他就能够把他这个复活的大能来运用在我的生命中，让我来经历他。
Brothers and sisters, when we are facing pressure outwardly,
弟兄姐妹，当我们来面对外面这些压力的时候
，when perhaps some people is trying to demonstrate that they are overpowering you,
或者其他人他们想要来说出来向你来证明他们比你更有能力。
You know, every time on the highway.They step on the gas. What are they trying to do?
大家想一想，在高速上，如果你把脚放在这个油门上的话，你其实想做什么？
They're trying to tell you my car runs faster than yours.
他们想要告诉你说他的车跑得比你快。
They're trying to tell you I drive better than you.
他们想要告诉你说他开得比你更好。
I have more power.
因为他有更多的能力。
Perhaps.
更多的呀，可能吧。
But brothers and sisters, what does the Holy Spirit tell you at that moment?
但弟兄姐妹们，在那个时刻，圣灵告诉你什么？
God has put me in a place of grand power.
神已经把我放在了一个拥有更大能力的地方。
In me, there is a power called resurrection.
在我里面有一个能力叫做复活。
They can boast of their cars or whatever, their volume.
他们可以在那里炫耀他们的汽车，他们的马力。
But brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit will take you to the Lord Jesus, who is the fullness of God.
但是弟兄姐妹们，圣灵可以把我们带到基督那里，他有神一切的丰盛。
Our Lord has conquered death.
我们的主已经胜过了死亡。
Our Lord will conquer you.
我们的神也能胜过我们。
But that is by us yielding us to the leading of the Spirit.
这样我们就要来顺从圣灵的带领。
Brothers and sisters, when we are willing,
弟兄姐妹，若我们愿意，
we discover that we remain at the same place called in Christ.
我们就留在我们这个原处，就是在基督里。
We find that we remained in our spiritual home.
我们就留在我们这个属灵的家里面。
Where there is power.Provision, protection.
在那里有能力，有供应，有保护。
And that in Christ Jesus, I was able to live for the Lord.
因着在主耶稣基督里面，我可以能够为主而活。
Brothers and sisters, many times I try to do things my own ways.
弟兄姐妹，很多时候我是想用我自己的方式来做事。
Perhaps the end result is that I have protected myself.
或许这个结果是说我保护了我自己。
Perhaps the end result is that I have made myself more comfortable.
或许结果是我让我自己生活得更舒适了。
But I have left my spiritual home.
但是因着这样，我就离开了我属灵的。
I have left the position that God has given me.
我就离开了神给我的那个位置。
But brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit never left me.
弟兄姐妹们，圣灵从来不会离开我。
He never stopped teaching me. Next time.
他一直不停地来提醒我说下一次。
So brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter whether or not you have obeyed the teaching in the past.
弟兄姐妹，不管你以前是否顺从了圣灵的教导。
What matters is your abiding place.
最关键就是说我们住在哪里。
Whenever you're willing to listen,
若我们愿意听听从的话。
Whenever you're willing to listen to His teaching,
若我们愿意听从圣灵的教导。
And not our own teaching,
不是我们自己的教导。
We abide in the Lord.
我们住在了主里面。
And the next point I want to talk about is about the Word of God abiding us.
下一点我想讲的就是说。主的话在我们里面。
Brothers and sisters, what gives us the assurance?
弟兄姐妹们，我们有什么样？我们的确定、确信是什么
？Is when the Lord speaks to us.
是当主对我们讲话的时候。
And when the Lord speaks, chances are he needs to speak from his Bible.
主对我们讲话的时候，很大的可能就是说他是通过他的话语来向我们讲话。
Sometimes people say, "I had a dream. I had an."I'm not sure, okay?
我们知道有的人他们会说，哦，我这天我做了个梦，这一点我不确定。
But when the Bible speaks, the word of God to us, that I'm sure.
但是若神的话语他向我们讲话的时候，这个是我们可以确信的。
You know, brothers and sisters, we should spend time reading the Bible.
弟兄姐妹们，我们应该花时间来读圣经。
And perhaps, some of us, when reading the Bible, we have some illumination.
或许当我们读经的时候，我们就有一些亮光。
You know, we can understand the word, even the context.
我们可能就明白了神的话语，甚至这个上下文也明白。
Or even the whole Bible, you know, the whole theme, we can understand.
甚至这个整个圣经这个主题，我们也都明白了。
And may the Lord give you wisdom when you read His word.
愿我们读神的话语的时候，他给我们智慧。
But Andrew Murray said this, and I only knew this two months ago. I've never heard this before.
但是穆安德烈这样说，我是大概也是两个月之前刚刚看到。
And I'll tell you what he said first.
我告诉大家他这样说的。
That he said every day he read the Bible.
他说我每天读圣经。
But unless he hears what the Lord tells him through the Bible, he would not end his Bible study time.
他说若他没有听到主透过这个话语向他来说什么，他就不会停下。
Man, sometimes, if you read the Bible once in a year, okay, it'll take you about 30 minutes a day.
如果说我们一年能够读一遍圣经的话，大概每天读半小时。
Yeah, and you read, you know, all the assigned text, and then you finish, right?
你就读今天要读那个部分，然后你就读完了。
Not Andrew Murray.
但是穆安德烈不是这样。
He would not stop from reading the Bible.
他会不停地一直读圣经。
Until the Lord speaks to him through these Bible verses.
直到主借着他的话语来向他讲话。
Brothers and sisters, if you think about this, this could take a while.
弟兄姐妹，我们如果好好想一想的话，这可能要花一段时间的。
This is not you. Oh, 30 minutes, time's up, four chapters done.
不是说我们读我们。多了三十分钟，四章读完了，我们就完了。
Even reading four chapters today, by today's standard, is kind of good Christian.
按现在的标准来看，如果一天能读四章圣经，已经算是很不错了。
But our brother has given us an example.
我们的弟兄给我们一个榜样。
That we're not just reading the words printed on the paper.
我们并不是只是读这个字面上的这个字句。
But our Lord Jesus, He's the true and the living God.
但是我们的主是那位又真又活的神。
He would not withhold his word from us.
他不会把他的话语留着不对我们讲。
Every day he wants to say something to us.
他每天都想对我们讲话。
And that word, when the Lord says it, becomes our assurance.
当神对我们讲话的时候，那就成为我们的确信。
It is not someone tell you you should do this.
并不是说有人来告诉你说，哦，你应该做这个。
But When the Lord tells you, you have the assurance.
但是当主对你讲话的时候，这是你的确据。
We take man's word as advice, but we take the word of God as life.
我们人的话可以做做我们的建议，但是神的话是我们的生命。
Brothers and sisters, I have already said, if we don't practice this every day, when trouble comes, we would not know what to do.
弟兄姐妹们，像我们刚才所说的，若我们每天不操练这样的话，当难处来到的时候，我们就不知道该怎么做了。
When our life is being shaken, we do not know where to stand.
当我们的生命在晃动的时候，我们不知道要站在哪里。
And then we, in our panic, we try to find the answers.
在我们的这个恐惧中，我们可能要试着去寻找答案。
In my panic, I have opened the Bible blind and then I point.
在我可能恐惧时，我就把圣经打开，就随便在这个圣经里面一点。
That didn't help me at all.
那好像没有怎么帮助我。
Yeah, or I go to some person and ask for advice.
会有我们到某个人那里去说，看他给我们什么建议。
Sometimes that person gives me a Bible verse.
也就是说，那个人给我了一句经节。
And I was able to find help in that.
有时候我会就从那里面得到了帮助。
But brothers and sisters, how wonderful it is that when we go to the Word of God and hear He speaks to us.
弟兄姐妹，何等的美好！若我们能够来打开圣经来读圣经的时候，主对我们讲话。
Because honestly, how much a person can help you?
实事求是讲，一个人能帮你到多少呢？
It is limited.
非常有限。
With best desire, it is still limited.
虽然他的这个好非常好意，但是仍然是，还是有限。
And but with our Lord, He has known us all our lives.
但是我们的主，他认识我们的一切。
He knows what we need.
他知道我们需要什么。
So He knows what to do at this moment.
他知道我们在这个现在这个时刻需要做什么。
And through His Word, He will lead us to abide in the Lord.
借着因着他的话语，他可以让我们住在主里面。
And if we abide in the Lord, His words abide in us.
若我们住在主里面，他的话语也在我们的里面。
And these words, when it's given to us, is for us to act upon.
而神的话语给了我们，是让我们能够行出来。
It is not for reference only.
并不只是一个建议。
The word of man is for reference only.
人的话。是给我们只是来做个建议。
But the word of the Lord is commandment.
但是神的话语是命令。
And if we obey His commandment, we abide in His love.
在我们若我们遵守他的命令，我们就住在他里面。
And the living word of God is so that He makes us living.
神的这个活的话，就是说他可以让我们活。
The word of God is alive, so that it helps us to be alive as a Christian.
神的话也是生命，他就让我们可以活出这个基督徒的生命。
Brothers and sisters, why do you go to the doctor's office and listen to the doctor?
弟兄姐妹，你为什么要去医生那里来听医生的话呢？
Because he makes you alive.
因为他让你的生命能够活出来。
He keeps you alive.
他让你能够让你活。
When you hear the word of God,
当我们听到神的话的时候，
it is not for reference only.
并不只是说，只是给你个参考。
The word of God is life.
神的话就是生命。
It will make you alive.
要让能让你活起来。
Brothers and sisters, we look at other Christians in their biographies. We admire them.
弟兄姐妹，我们看其他基督徒的这些自传的时候，我们很羡慕他们。
But God shows no favoritism.
但是神是不偏待人的。
He does not love you better than someone else. He doesn't.
他没有说爱这个比那个更多。
What he has given to us is all the same.
他所给我们的是一样的。
The best package.
是最好的那个包裹。
The best thing that you ever need is already given.
我们所需要的最好的他已经给了我们。
When we pray to the Lord.
当我们向主祷告。
When we ask him.
当我们向他求的时候。
Oh Lord, make your word alive, living for me.
主，愿你的话成为能够活起来。
I don't want to just read.The black and white printed word.
我们不是只是想看一看那个黑白纸黑字那个印出来的。
My heart yearns to hear from the Lord.
我们的心渴慕能够听到主的声音。
And in order that to give me vitality of my spiritual life.
这样就给我属灵的生命有了这个活泼的这个生命。
Not only you read the Bible to know the will of God.
不只是我们读圣经知道神的旨意。
But you act.On the will of God.
而且我们能够在神的旨意上能够有所行动。
The will of God for you today is to make home in Christ.
神给我们今天的这个旨意就是说我们要住在主里面。
Our Lord Jesus said, that my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
主说我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
When we abide in the Lord, it is not by our own effort.
我们住在主里面不是靠我们自己的努力。
Indeed, the burden, his burden is light.
的确，他的担子是轻省的。
All we need is our willingness.
我们所需要的就是我们愿意。
It sounds easy enough, isn't it?
听起来好像很容易。
All you need is your willingness.
你所要的只是愿意。
Brothers and sisters, are you willing?
弟兄姐妹们，你愿意吗？
I think many of us, many, many of us are willing.
我相信很，我们中的很多人都是愿意的。
But when the moment comes,
但是当那一个时刻来到的时候，
when the moment comes for you to act on it,
当你需要在这上面所行动的时候，
you need to pray for the mercy of God.
我们需要求神的怜悯。
Because by my strength, I cannot.
因为靠着我们自己的能力，我们实在是无法行。
I cannot even submit to the spirit of the teaching.
我们甚至我们无法降服在圣灵的教导下面。
But brothers and sisters know this.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要记住。
Our God desires this.
我们的神也是可样盼望这样。
He has made provision for us to do this.
他已经供应了我们，让我们可以来做这样做。
It is not by our effort.
不是靠我们的努力。
It is by what our Lord has done for us.
是因为主他已经为我们所成就的。
You know, there's a hymn in the hymn book.
在诗本里面有这样一首诗歌。
And it goes like this.
他这样说。
The rock of ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee.
永久磐石为我开，让我藏身在你怀。
It's already done.
神已经成就了。
All you need to do is to abide in the Lord.
我们所要做的就是要住在主里面。
And that when we are in that spiritual home, we can live our spiritual life.
当我们住在那个属灵的家里面的时候，我们就能过一个属灵的生活。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for the great gospel.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们实在是感谢你给我们这样伟大的救恩。
That not only saved us from the punishment, the judgment of our sins,
不仅救了我们脱离了这个罪的这个惩罚，
but continues to deliver us on every day to yourself.
而且每天都带我们进入到你的里面。
Dear Lord, how much we need you to save us from ourselves.
主啊，我们何等的渴慕你能够拯救我们。
Lord, we thank you. The provision has been made.
主，我们谢谢你，你已经这个供应已经完成。
Help us to desire this place, Lord, that is in you.
我们所渴慕的就是在你里面。
Help us not to leave it.
我们不要离开。
I pray for the brothers and sisters here.
主，我们为在座的弟兄姐妹祷告。
That indeed you will do the work of the Holy Spirit here.To raise up your testimony.
主，愿你圣灵在这里做工，能够兴起你的见证。
That our brothers and sisters, your people, could live your life.
主，我们的弟兄姐妹，主，你的百姓能够活出你的生命来。
We pray all these in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样祷告，奉我们救主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.